In Congress, the authors of the latest health care repeal bill say they're confident they'll have the votes to pass the measure next week. Advocates on the left are rallying their supporters, especially in Alaska, to tell Senator Murkowski to vote no. From Washington, Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin has the story.
Some groups have online ads. A group called Save My Care is airing a television spot.
Senator Murkowski, we're counting on you to stand strong and vote no on health care repeal.
One national feminist group has hired an airplane to tow a banner over Anchorage Thursday.
The banner will say, Murkowski, don't back down. Protect our care.
Karen Rowland is chief campaigns officer for the group Ultraviolet.
We wanted to pull out all the stops to make sure that this message was heard and seen in the skies.
Murkowski hasn't said how she'll vote on the Graham-Cassidy bill. It would end the obligation to buy insurance for individuals and employers. It would stop the subsidies for people who purchase their own plans and eliminate the money for Medicaid expansion. Instead, states would get block grants until they end in 2027 and a set amount per Medicaid patient. Murkowski says she's waiting for the data to see how the bill will affect Alaska. Some liberal advocacy groups are happy to supply numbers. Topher Spiro of the Center for American Progress in D.C. has tweeted that at least four studies of the bill are out to help Murkowski make up her mind.
And they universally show big cuts for Alaska.
One study he cites shows the annual cut for Alaska would be $844 million, starting in 2027. Emily Neenan, in the Anchorage office of Cancer Action Network, says her group had protesters in front of Murkowski's office this week with signs saying, "Just say no."
We absolutely have many volunteers that have been calling in to offices. We've been getting reports of voicemail boxes being full and then, oh, the voicemail box has been cleared out. Time to start the calls again.
Neenan criticizes the bill for weakening protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
For anybody who's had a cancer diagnosis, that's just a terrifying thought to not be able to access insurance at all.
Planned Parenthood has activated its base, too. The Graham-Cassidy bill would defund the group, meaning Planned Parenthood clinics would not get reimbursed for the Medicaid patients they treat. Northwestern Chapter CEO Chris Charbonneau says Planned Parenthood's objections to the bill are broader than that, and she wants Murkowski to know its Alaska supporters are watching and ready to show her some love for voting no again.
I think the nation is counting on her to be sure that she does what people need this time around.
Murkowski is hearing from the right, too. Ron Johnson of Palmer says he and other conservative activists have placed calls urging her to vote yes on Graham-Cassidy. Not that Johnson thinks it'll do much good.
I don't think anything that we can do is going to change her mind.
After Murkowski's first votes against health care repeal in July, Johnson tried to get the state Republican Party, the Central Committee, to condemn her. But Johnson says a threat to withdraw party support isn't going to faze her.
Senator Murkowski's untouchable. She's got more money than she knows what to do with. Her campaign war chest funded the Republican Party in Alaska last election cycle, rather than the other way around.
Records show Murkowski gave the state party about $400,000. Both Alaska senators declined interviews for this story. A spokesman for Senator Dan Sullivan says he had a full slate of meetings, including one with Murkowski and the prime sponsors of Graham-Cassidy.
Senator, very good to have you.
Hey, Neil, good to be back on the show. Thanks.
But Sullivan did make time to discuss the bill with Neil Cavuto of Fox News. Sullivan says he's still studying the bill, but he had some nice things to say about it.
It's a pretty simple idea when you look at Graham-Cassidy, the overall idea here. And if it's getting momentum, I think it's worthwhile to dig into.
A spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's committed to bringing the repeal bill to a vote next week. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.